Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. And today, we're diving deep into the world of Zone 2 training. It's not about whipping up a souffle, but it is about fueling your body for peak performance.
Zone 2, huh? Sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. But seriously, what's the big deal with this type of training?
Think of it as the slow cooker of athletic training. It's all about building a solid base, increasing your mitochondria, those tiny energy powerhouses in your muscles, without overdoing it. Our athlete here talks about his journey back from surgery using Zone 2 to rebuild his running fitness.
So he's basically saying slow and steady wins the race. I mean, where's the excitement in a 60-minute plod?
That's where you're wrong. This isn't just about plodding. He talks about strategically incorporating bursts of higher intensity to refine those newly built mitochondria. It's like adding a dash of spice to your slow-cooked meal. It elevates the entire experience. Plus, he's seeing real results. A significant pace improvement in just 11 weeks.
41 seconds per kilometer faster? That's pretty impressive. But I'm still a little confused about this whole mitochondria thing. Can you break it down for me?
Sure. Imagine your muscles are like a factory. Mitochondria are the workers, churning out energy. Zone 2 training is like hiring more workers, expanding your factory's capacity. High-intensity training is like giving those workers better tools, making them more efficient. You need both for optimal performance.
Got it. So it's not just about going hard all the time. You need that base-building, recovery-focused training to really maximize your potential. Kind of like how you can't just crank the oven to max and expect a perfect cake. You need the right temperature and time for it to rise properly.
Exactly. And our athlete emphasizes the importance of patience. It's not a quick fix, but a long-term investment in your fitness. He also mentions other factors that can affect heart rate and performance, like weight, temperature, and even the wind.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners? Should we all be ditching our intense workouts and embracing the Zone 2 plod?
Not necessarily. It's all about balance. Find what works best for you, but don't neglect that foundational Zone 2 training. It's the secret sauce to unlocking your true potential. It's like the yeast in your bread dough. It may not be the star of the show, but it's essential for that perfect rise.
I see. Interesting. Great analogy. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
You got it. And thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show. Until next time, keep cooking up those amazing meals and keep training smart. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.